Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kinda Crazy
on the Jeff and Jen Show.
This week's confession comes from a parent in Johns Creek, and producer Janine's got the confession.
Like all parents, I check my daughter's phone from time to time, and she's a great kid, but she's got one troublemaker friend. Rather than forbid her from spending time with her, I just make sure we have family activities scheduled when they want to hang out. Am I the only parent avoiding bad situation drama this way, or is anyone else my kind of crazy?
Jen realized that her mom did the same thing when she was growing up.
Yeah, but without phones. Just realizing it now. It's like the veil has been taken off.
Like Becky down the street wanted to have a sleepover, and all of a sudden it's Saturday movie night that they've never had before.
Yeah.
Stephanie in Norcross, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
You have a strong opinion about this.
Yeah, I think whatever happened to just trusting your children? I think it's a gross violation to be, you know, sneaking through and looking at this child's phone.
Do you have kids, Stephanie?
Yes, I have a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old.
And they both have phones?
They both have phones.
And you've never gone through them?
No, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I trust my children, and they have to, you know, they have to learn to go through life themselves. And I think it, you know, I think trusting your child is a fundamental pillar of parenting. And in no way, shape, or form would I ever want to violate that, because then it ruins everything.
Really? I am so surprised, because I think you're the first parent I've ever heard of that doesn't go through and check on what their kids are doing on their phone. There's so much they can have access to.
If my child ever found out that I was going through their phone, you know, it breaks everything. I mean, you know, it breaks their trust with me. So I have to trust that they have good judgment. And, you know, truthfully, it's not like I had a phone growing up that, you know, parents were going through like this and, you know, turned out fine. So, you know, kids make mistakes, but I can't control everything.
Don't you think it's possible that your parents, like, picked up the extension of the phone in the other room while you were talking to somebody? Or if you had,
no.
like, a no, you say they did not do that.
Absolutely not.
I have a question. Is it, what about, like, checking the location tracker? Do you not even, like, check to make sure that they are where they're supposed to be? Like, or making sure their, like, internet history is safe and everything? Like, not even just the messages, but, like, complete and total no supervision? For a 12-year-old?
We've taught them what, you know, everything that they should know about internet safety and, you know, and why it's important to, you know, be where you say you are. And we have to trust the process that they're going to, you know, they're going to abide by that.
Can you hold on? We might want to come back to you with some more questions, but can you hold on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to put you on hold because some people are calling up and they don't necessarily see your point of view.
Hey, Sandy in Dawsonville.
Hey, I think she is an absolute nutcase. At 14 and 12, she hasn't even been through the teenage years yet. I have a 21, 18, and 15-year-old. And if I hadn't looked into things, oh, my God, my kids would have been in some trouble.
So you say you've got to, as a good parent, you've got to look at their phones.
And you have to look, you have to keep up with what these kids are doing and stay with them and plan those family events and do all the other stuff that's going on, because if you don't, there's no way these kids are going to have guidance.
And Sandy, did you tell your friends that you were going, or tell your kids that you were going to go through their phone?
I did as a threat. If I thought something was going on, I would be like, okay, I'm going to end up going through your phones if you don't, you know, if you're not sure, if I'm, you know, not sure you're being honest. And so then they would be like, okay, well, so-and-so, so-and-so, they would tell the truth. But at the same time, I would still go in there at night at midnight and take their phone and start going through it and just make sure what I'm understanding and what I'm hearing. And that's how I kept them straight a lot of times.
Hey, Danny in McDonough.
Hey. Hey.
Would you look through your kids' phones?
Absolutely. I paid for it. It's my phone. Don't check your phone.
Say that one more time.
You're on the crazy train if you don't check your kids' phones.
That's the argument that you hear over and over again. Like, if you're 12 and 14, I mean, we can just check. Stephanie, you still there?
I am.
Your kids don't pay for their own phones, right? Like, they can't afford that at age 12 and 14. So you're paying for it.
No, I'm paying for it.
Okay, because that's the argument that everybody makes. I pay for it. My house, my rules, my roof, my rules, my phone, my rules.
Hey, Tammy in Rome.
Yes.
What do you think about this?
I think that she really needs to get her head out of the sand, because it's not so much that you have taught them. Yeah, you have taught or tried to teach them right up to now, but they're 12 and 14. They're getting into newer situations that you have not had the opportunity to train them about, because they haven't been there. And when you were a kid, you weren't there.
Yeah.
And it's not so much your kid that you have to worry about; it's the other kid.
Totally. Totally. I mean, it is. It's a different world. They're dealing with stuff you never even dealt with. So I do think you've got to go through their phones. What do you think? 404-263-0941. Is it a trust issue? Or are you just being a bad parent if you're not going through their phones? We'll hear from you coming up next after Taylor Swift.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kind of Crazy.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, Stephanie in Norcross, will you get everybody up to speed on the teen phone conversation debate we're having this morning?
Sure. I have two children who are ages 14 and 12, and they have their own phones, but I have never and will never monitor their phone usage and what they're doing, because I think it breaks the fundamental parent-child trust, and wow. I will never do it.
So you're saying now for the, because you have 6 years until the youngest one is 18, and you are vowing now never to look at their phone?
Nope. I think it will ruin everything if I violate their trust.
Wow. All right,
404-263-0941. Laura in Conyers.
Stephanie is 100% right.
What? Seriously?
Yes.
You would never go through your kids' phones.
My kids are almost 20. They're in top colleges for their program. They have never given me a reason. I'm not like that with their grades. I think this helicopter parenting has gone a bit far.
Really?
So, okay, Laura.
I'm so surprised.
So you don't think that because everybody says, like, oh, it's too much, it's too much. But I guarantee you all of our parents found ways to snoop on us, whether it was, like, back when we had the phone hanging on the wall in the kitchen, right? They would low-key pick it up and listen, or they would read journals. It was a different methodology, but every parent snoops on their kid, right?
I can guarantee you my mom never did. I don't think she's up yet, but we could call her.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Laura.
Thanks.
Cassidy in McDonough.
I agree with her. I have four kids, and I have never checked their phones. They're 22, 20, 18, and 15. I believe that you give them the rules and you tell them that there will be consequences if they break the rules, and you tell them what's appropriate and what's not. And then if something comes up, that's when you look at their phones and stuff like that. But until then, you have to give them the decision to make choices between right and wrong.
Oh, gosh. But my kids are so little. I don't know this yet. I don't have this life yet. They're only 5 and 3, but I can't imagine not monitoring their usage once they have phones. I can't imagine.
I want to attempt, Cassidy, an analogy with you.
Okay.
And sometimes I'm really good at these and sometimes I'm really bad. But isn't this the equivalent of when they get old enough to get out of, like, car seats and booster seats, letting them decide for themselves if they want to put a seatbelt on? Or waiting for there to be a fender bender, and then when they bang their head on the windshield and they have a headache for 3 days, realizing that that's important. Like, It's a seatbelt. It's a way to protect them, right?
But that's when you have to tell them the consequences. Like, I can remember sitting down with my kids and saying, listen, I don't ever want to have to defend you against somebody's parent for something that you've texted or something that you've passed along in a text, something that you've said or anything like that. And then you tell them what the consequences are, and there has to be some severe consequences, and then they have the right. It's kind of like speeding. You know, every day I have the choice between do I speed or do I follow the speed limit? And if I break the rules, I've run a 50-50 chance I'm going to get caught, and then I have to pay the consequences. It's the same thing. And it's funny
because... But the difference is Cassidy's an adult, right? Like, she's a grown-up.
And you're teaching them to be grown-ups. But what's the right way? What's the wrong way? Obviously, y'all are very passionate about this. The phone lines are full, 404-263-0941. We can continue this conversation coming up next here because the phones are just, like, pouring in. Kim in Cartersville, what's up?
I just want to say that Stephanie has a kid that my kids will not be hanging out with.
Really?
Point blank, that's it.
Because they're the ones that are up to no good because nobody's checking on them.
Because nobody cares, absolutely.
Star 94.1.
Do you have to check your kids' phones, or does that completely violate the trust between parents and kids? That is the debate on the table from My Kind of Crazy this morning, because we got a confession from a parent who says, yep, I check my kiddo's phone, and then I make plans when she wants to hang out with this one friend that I don't really like. So she uses the information to her advantage. And then that's when we heard from Stephanie and Norcross saying, absolutely not. That violates the trust between you and your kids.
Whether or not you agree with going through your kid's phone or don't agree with going through your kid's phone, you got to at least acknowledge that the initial email idea is brilliant. Because then you avoid the don't hang out with her, she's trouble, and then all your kid wants to do is hang out with her. You just schedule visits to grandma, movie nights, family dinners, whatever, and then you don't have to worry about it. It's brilliant. Good. That's good parenting right there. That's outsmarting your kid.
Another Stephanie joining the show. Stephanie from Lawrenceville.
I just wanted to say that I will definitely be checking my kid's phone because I'm here to be his parent, not his best friend.
There is that debate there too, right?
Yeah, I'm here to make sure that he's okay. And, like, it's my job to make him good, not happy. Because if I did everything that makes him happy, then God knows what kind of kid I'm going to end up with.
Thanks, Stephanie. Hey, Brittany in Gainesville.
I absolutely disagree with her. I think that as a 12-year-old especially, you're expecting them to think and act like you do as an adult. And you have to protect your kids. Like, I'm not saying check their phones every single day. But I'm not trying to be like the cool mom who sits back and lets her kids do what they want. I think it's your job to make sure that your kids are okay and not always just believe that they're going to come to you.
Thanks, Brittany. Hey, Jennifer in Rome.
Hey, I think you could potentially save your children's lives by making sure you check their phones periodically.
What do you mean by that?
I have a 13-year-old who went through a drastic mood change over the holidays, and it lasted for about 6 weeks where he was angry and wouldn't talk to anybody. And I started getting panicked that he was getting bullied at school, and I made him give me his phone. Luckily, a little girl had just broken his heart.
Aww.
But had he been being bullied, I would have known way earlier than when I found him somewhere hurting himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Getting bullied or getting into things that they shouldn't be getting into.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, you hear about all kinds of stuff that is available to kids now that wasn't when we were little.
And all these challenges, you know, these Momo challenges and things like that they turn out deadly. You know, it's very scary.
And we haven't even gotten into the Momo challenge and what that is and what to look out for that. Can we talk about that next?
100%, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
It's a really creepy, haunting image that has taken over the internet called the Momo Challenge. And I wasn't aware how widespread this was. But Jeff, can you explain what it is?
Well, number one, this is the most important part. It's a hoax. It's not real. It doesn't exist.
Okay.
But the problem is it is viral now. So it's spreading and there's no stopping it. It's this doll. It's this Japanese horror film.
Oh, God, don't show me that picture anymore. It's terrible.
Creepy looking doll. All right. And there's a picture of it and they've named it Momo. When I say they, whoever started this rumor way back when named this doll Momo, and the rumor is that during kids shows on YouTube, in the middle of the kid show, Momo, this terrifying doll, will pop up and speak to the children and tell them to do things up to and including harming themselves or their family members.
But that was actually not happening.
That has never happened.
Okay.
YouTube has not found any videos that this is included in. They say it doesn't exist. So think of now, as a parent, it's horrifying, right? Imagine plopping your daughter down on the couch and handing her your iPad for 30 minutes because you're cooking dinner. And she's just watching, what is it, Pippa Pig? Pippa?
Yeah.
Whichever the pig one.
YouTube Kids or whatever.
Whatever. And in the middle of it, this horrifying thing says, pops up and says, I'm Momo. Don't tell your mommy and daddy that I'm telling you this. I want you to do stuff and you'll win prizes if you do this. And the kid doesn't know what to think. It's scary. It's in the middle of something they already watched. But it's not true.
So that whole thing was fabricated. Why? To make parents panic?
I don't know. But as someone who, like, I watch the drama of YouTube and everything as well. And in general, YouTube Kids, maybe it's from someone who knows in general that YouTube Kids is not the most supervised place to let your kids watch things without your knowledge. Like, Netflix Kids is very highly, you know, paid attention to, and specific websites for educational kids games or things like that. But YouTube Kids has very few moderators compared to how much content is on there.
Mm-hmm.
And something like that could slip through, and a lot of other things have slipped through. So maybe it's just an extension of that. But in general, YouTube Kids is something that maybe you should watch your kids while they watch it.
The problem is, and that's a great point, but because this is something, Jen, if you heard about it, you would want to warn other parents.
Of course.
So you would want them to know. So in the course of warning other parents, it becomes more viral because it's being spread as it's true, as though it's true. But what YouTube is claiming is they've had no reports. They haven't seen it in any videos, but people swear that they've seen it.
Really? Amber in Woodstock.
I've seen it in Peppa Pig. On YouTube, it pops up and it's like this. It's a voice that they, you know, computer generated voice, and it says, "I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna slice your wrist. Don't tell your parents."
No.
So I have seen it.
Oh, this is awful.
Did you report the video?
No, I did not. I probably should do that. I just didn't realize you could report the videos, I guess.
Okay, so who was watching it? Who was watching Peppa Pig?
My nephews.
And how old?
Six.
Did they
six-year-old?
Did they tell you they saw it, or did you actually see it?
No, I saw it.
Can you get that video and send us the link?
Yes.
Because
the YouTube's saying it's a hoax.
Everybody's saying it's a hoax, and like TV stations are reporting it and saying, and it just keeps spreading and it keeps spreading and keeps spreading, and there's no report. It's like the Tide Pod Challenge.
What if it's something where she's, like, they upload it with that in it, but as soon as someone actually starts seeing it, they will re-upload a non-Momo version of it so that by the time it gets reported, it's like a different non-Momo'd video so that it doesn't get caught.
It could be. I mean, your knowledge of that is far more extensive than mine. I have no idea what's possible. Hey, Michael in Douglasville.
Yeah, so I've seen it in a video. I actually have the clip on my phone.
What?
It's when the kids are open up presents and they play with the toys.
Yeah. Well, I know exactly those. My kids watch those all the time.
Those unboxing
halfway
videos.
Halfway through the clip, it pops up and tells them to split their wrist.
Will you send
and
that?
And then goes right back. Then goes right back.
Okay, will you send that clip to us?
Yes, absolutely.
Because
are you doubting now Amber and Michael?
Sorry, I'm skeptical.
So you believe the whole thing is a hoax and it's made up, that these parents have actually not seen it?
Yeah.
I trust the parents that have seen it with their own eyes. Hey, Allie in Canton.
Hey, it was actually, it went viral, I think, last year, but it was a hoax. So now, because it went viral, YouTubers are making spoof videos with the images just to get more likes and followers to their page.
What kind of twisted crap is that? That is so not okay.
Jen, have you been on the internet? It's a twisted crap place.
I know. That is so messed up.
I have a feeling the fact that you just said, do you not believe these parents? The minute I said, no, not at all, every phone line lit up.
I think if you've seen this with your own eyes, I believe you, but Jeff doesn't. So prove him wrong that this whole thing is not a hoax, that it's actually popping up in videos. And then I'm throwing away smartphones in my house forever. Seriously.
Jen's going off the grid.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.